New information about the attack at a Texas cartoon contest.
I can't imagine what went through his mind.
Customs agents accused of sexual misconduct.
It certainly is a matter of great concern.
A big lawsuit against a big bank.
Accused of opening bogus accounts to rack up fees.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. The Islamic State group says it's responsible for that attack near Dallas that left a security guard wounded and two gunmen dead. That claim has not been verified, and some are wondering why they'd claim responsibility for a failure. Terrorism expert Sanjan Gohel.
The concern would be is that they may want to try and carry out another attack to try and make sure that one succeeds.
The FBI has been searching the apartment of the two men they say planned to kill people at a cartoon exhibition and contest depicting the Prophet Muhammad. Shannon Sufi's son Nadir was one of the suspects.
He's an intelligent kid. I mean, but to be convinced to do something like this is just beyond me.
She understands why a police officer shot and killed him.
He was just doing his job. But it's when your child dies under these kind of circumstances, it just leaves you numb and empty.
The other suspect, Eldon Simpson, was no stranger to the FBI, which years ago recorded conversations between him and an informant about going overseas to wage jihad. Add one more name to the list of Republicans officially running for president.
Mike Huckabee won the Iowa caucuses in 2008. In March, Huckabee told CBS News he hopes to connect with blue-collar voters.
There's a real sense in the Republican Party that there's no one speaking not only to them, but speaking for them.
CBS News senior political editor Steve Shigaris notes the field is crowded.
Is Mike Huckabee, as a celebrity now, is that going to help him? Or are people going to look at him and say, oh, he's old news, there are a lot of other newer candidates?
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News.
And Democrat Hillary Clinton is in Nevada today. She's expected to say she supports an immigration overhaul that includes a full path to U.S. citizenship for undocumented workers. In just a few hours, the president is expected to name a new Joint Chiefs chairman. CBS's Pam Coulter is live at the White House. Pam, who is it?
For only the second time, Peter, a Marine, General Joseph Dunford, known as Fighting Joe, has been tapped to succeed the retiring Army General Martin Dempsey. Dunford's a four-star with two advanced degrees, and CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland says Dunford has the skills to deal with a range of global crises.
He brings a breadth of experience about current combat in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as understanding how Washington works.
Air Force General Paul Selvel will be nominated as vice chair, Peter.
British doctors say they've come up with a new test that could double the diagnosis rate for ovarian cancer. Let's go live to London. CBS's Vicky Barker.
Catch her ovarian cancer early, and a woman's chances of survival can be 90%. Catch it too late, which more often happens, and it's 7%. Oncologist Simon Freeman says this new procedure improves on existing tests, which screen for one particular protein level once.
This trial has actually personalized it, because we know this protein actually varies between individuals. So by looking over at time for changes in this level, we've detected twice as many cancers.
But the researchers say only final results late this year will say whether this new test can save lives. Peter?
There's a problem at the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency, and it has nothing to do with anyone sneaking over the border, but rather sexual misconduct. James Tomczyk is the former head of Internal Affairs.
There is a good old boy culture that allows for sexual misconduct to remain undetected in many instances.
CBS's Anna Werner.
Our investigation actually found that if you look at the last 6 years, at least 21 Customs or Border Patrol agents have been indicted or have pled guilty to sexual offenses, both on and off duty. And those offenses range from sexual assault, possession of child pornography, and child molestation. Five agents were arrested just in the past year alone.
The agency declined our interview requests, but says the vast majority of employees do the right thing every day. The Italian Coast Guard has rescued thousands of migrants heading there from North Africa, but Save the Children reports that survivors are talking about those who didn't make it, children who fell out of a rubber boat and couldn't swim. Even as rescuers approach, the organization says it has no solid numbers, but believes dozens of children may have drowned. A CBS News New York Times survey shows that for the first time in 18 years, both blacks and whites think race relations in the U.S. are in trouble. Director of Surveys Sarah Dutton.
61% of Americans say that race relations in the U.S. are bad. That's the highest that number has been since the 1990s. In 1992, 68% felt that way.
It's a big change from the last survey in February. 52% said relations were good. Now it's just 34%. A big bank may have to write a big check after a lawsuit over practices that damaged customers' credit ratings and charged them for services they didn't want. CBS's Heather Bosch is here live. Heather, who is it?
The Los Angeles District Attorney just filed suit against Wells Fargo. The civil complaint claims the big bank pressured its employees to open unauthorized accounts for customers, sticking them with bogus fees, damaging their credit, and failing to close those accounts when customers complained. The DA claims Wells Fargo created a virtual fee-generating machine at the expense of its workers and customers. The suit stems from a 2013 Los Angeles Times investigation about sales pressure at Wells Fargo banks across the country. The bank blames the trouble on a few employees who've now been disciplined or fired, Peter.
Californians will likely be hearing much less of this as the state's Water Resources Board considers unprecedented water restrictions. CBS's Steve Futterman, Los Angeles.
The board is expected to approve drastic cutbacks proposed by Governor Jerry Brown. The cutbacks would require cities throughout the state to reduce water usage by anywhere from 8 to 35%. If approved, these will be the first ever mandatory cutbacks in California history.
Just over 2 weeks till the last Late Show with David Letterman, and the president stopped by last night.
What will you do when you're not president?
Well, I was thinking you and me, we could play some dominoes together.
Dominoes.
This is after a record 33 years on late night TV, 22 at CBS.
After a tough day at the office or coming home from work, knowing you've been there to give us a little bit of joy, a little bit of laughter, it has meant so much. And you know, you're part of all of us. And so
thank you very much.
But you've given us a great gift, and we love you.
Teachers get the spotlight today.
This is National Teacher Appreciation Day. This year, falling on the Mexico-related celebration date, Cinco de Mayo.
Not only is it Happy National Teachers Day, it's Feliz Día de los Maestros.
That's Lily Escalen Garcia, president of the National Education Association, urging that on Facebook and Twitter, people salute the educators in their lives.
Put a hashtag that says, thank a teacher.
10 people who do will be chosen at random to get $100 gift cards. Garcia hopes those will be given to teachers. Dan Raviv, CBS News.
The just-announced James Beard Awards celebrate the country's best cuisine. Top restaurant goes to Chef Dan Barber's Blue Hill at Stone Barns in Pocatico Hills, just north of New York City. Barber was named Top Chef in 2009. He's the first two-time Outstanding Restaurant winner. That's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, May 5th, 2015. I'm Peter King, CBS News.